And a good afternoon to you from a sunny and warm Mitchell, South Dakota. Just kidding. A cloudy, snowy, and cold afternoon in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dreaming of warmer climates, but some teams heading to warmer climes for the holiday season. The North College Defenders, it's their turn to stay around home, and it is a wintry mix outside as the North College Defenders come out of a two-week hiatus, and they are facing the Dakota State Trojans in the Mike Miller Classic. This is actually the Doug Martin portion of the Mike Miller Classic, hosted by Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell, South Dakota, at the Corn Palace. Good afternoon. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from our typical location on the end line at the Corn Palace, the North College Defenders and Dakota State Trojans warming up for this afternoon's men's basketball contest. North College 8-8 overall, Dakota State 7-7. Both of these teams played each other earlier this season. That was a game at the DeWitt Gymnasium, the season opener for the Defenders, in which North College prevailed quite handily. For Dakota State, they have a signature win on their docket already. That was a win over GPAC conference frontrunner Briarcliff. That occurred back in late November and early December. It was that overlap week when November came to a close. It was the week after Thanksgiving, and the North College Defenders taking on a Dakota State team that is very dangerous, obviously, but a team that they are very familiar with. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. First of all, Dakota State, and remind you that Dakota State is playing without their head coach, Gary Garner. The leadership of this team has fallen to assistant coach Michael Larson. Gary Garner dealing with health issues and some very pressing health issues for much of this season. 2 months ago, he began his treatments for cancer, and Michael Larson is the acting head coach for Dakota State at this point. Dakota State is 7-7 this season, 2-2 in the North Star Athletic Association. Trojans had won four games in a row from November 14th to December 3rd, but have lost three games in a row since. That win over Briarcliff was a part of that four-game winning streak. The Trojans are 3-4 against GPAC teams this season. Dakota State is scoring 82 points per game. They allow 81.8 points per outing. Trojans convert 48.4% of their field goals and allow 46% success. Dakota State has been out-rebounded 37.1 to 34.9. They've been outshot at the free throw line 270 attempts to 197 attempts. Kevin Daniels scores 16.9 points per game, grabs 4.6 rebounds per contest, leads the team in assists with 5.5 per game. Justin Folker scores 16.5 points per game and has a 4.9 rebounding average. He is converting 60.3% of his field goals. Keon Johnson is the final double-digit scorer with a 13.0 average. He is converting 58.7% of his field goals, nearly 50% of his three-point shots. So if you're getting out-rebounded and you're getting out-shot from the field and you're not getting to the free-throw line as much as your opponents, you must be very efficient offensively. And Dakota State has done that so far this year, and that is how they have turned those deficiencies into a 7-7 record so far. And they're perennially a team, if I go off track just a little bit here, they are a perennially team that will get better as the season goes along, and by the time they get to the end of January and into early February, they are definitely a factor in their conference race, and it is not uncommon for them to make a run through the North Star Athletic Association postseason tournament and earn spots at the NAI National Championship, and this year has all the earmarkings of that same type of team. The North College men are 8-8 overall, 3-3 in league play. They have wins over Dakota Wesleyan, Mount Marty, and Midland. Narrow losses to Concordia, Northwestern, and Doan. It is not much of a stretch to say that North College could be 6-0 in GPAC play. Instead, they are 3-3. That is how narrow that margin is. North College scores 91.4 points per game. They were able to turn the game with Dakota State earlier this season into an up-tempo affair. I'm sure they will try to do the same again here this evening as they will go 5-6 deep on their bench regularly. Alec Henriksen has scored an average of 14.6 points per game. Marcus Winterfeld is adding 13 points per contest, makes 54.3% of his field goals. Jesse Jansma adds 9.3 points per game. Kyle Lang adds 8.5 points per contest. Chad Barkham is at 8.2 points per outing. Chandler Brunsting adds 8.3. He's at 2.3 assists per game. Lang is at 2.1 assists per outing. Winterfeld, Lang, Barkham, and Brunsting all are converting better than 50% of their field goals. Dort College was beaten by Doan 2 weeks ago this evening. That was an 84-77 decision in which Dort College led for much of the contest, but Doan kept chipping away and kept coming back at the defenders and turned in a 7-point victory. Henriksen had 19 for the defenders. Winterfeld added 16. Brunsting had 10. The defenders allowed Doan 39 trips to the free throw line. That ended up being a major factor in Dort College's loss. Dakota State lost to Mayville State 89-79 on December 17th. They trailed 41-37 at half. Bobby Farquhar scored a team-high 19 points. Fulkers chipped in with 18. Daniels had 17 with 7 assists. Last time these two teams met, I alluded to it a couple of times already. The defenders played Dakota State in the season opener back on November the 1st. Were 110-92 winners. Got 23 points from Henriksen and Winterfeld, added 19. Jansman and Lang each had 13. O'Donnell scored 12. Johnson had 27 for the Trojans. Fulkers had 21. That was a game that, in effect, was over at halftime as Dakota State was unable to keep pace with the Dort College pressuring defense. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Before I get into the starting lineups, I've had several people requesting, wondering how the trip down to Mitchell was. Right around Sioux Falls, a little bit hairy. Not the smoothest of conditions. And then for about 55 miles or so, pretty decent. And then about 10 miles from Mitchell, became pretty evident that they had received significantly more snow than we did in northwest Iowa over the past 24 hours. They had about 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground about 90 minutes ago when I walked into the Corn Palace. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, looks like things are unchanged from 2 weeks ago. Alec Henriksen is a 6'2 junior from Spirit Lake, Iowa, averaging 14.6 points per game. Number 4, Marcus Winterfeld, 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 13 points per game. Chad Barkham, a 6'5 sophomore, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is his hometown. 8.2 points per contest is his scoring average. Chandler Brunsting's a 6'1 sophomore from Hull, averaging 8.3 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for Dort College and Coach Ross Dama, Kobe Critchley, a 5'11 junior from Roseville, Minnesota, averaging 3.5 points per game. For Dakota State, Brendan Boomsma is a 5'9 senior from Crook, South Dakota, averaging 5.8 points per game. Keon Johnson is a 6'4 junior from Waterloo, Iowa, averaging 13 points per game. Kevin Daniels is a 6'3 senior from Cincinnati, Ohio, averaging 16.9 points per game. Number 23 is Justin Folkers, a 6'9 junior from Mission, South Dakota, averaging 16.5 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for Dakota State will be number 24, Maurice Arrington, a 6'6 junior from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, averaging 8.5 points per game. Off of the bench, we anticipate seeing for Dakota State Bobby Farquhar, averaging 8.4 points per game, 6'7 senior from Allen, Texas. He's a familiar name. And Josh McGreal is a 6'7 freshman from Lino Lakes, Minnesota, averaging 6.4 points per game. For Dort College, we'll see Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.3 points per game. Also coming off of the bench, Ben Gasing, 6'3 freshman, Sioux Center, 5.8 points per game. Jesse Jansman, 6'4 freshman, Sioux Center, averaging 9.3 points per game. Kyle Lang, 5'11 freshman from Mason City, averaging 8.5 points per contest. And Josh Van Langen, 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averages 6.4 points per game. We're underway, Dort College in their home whites this afternoon. A rare sight here at the Corn Palace. Dort College in their whites. Pass goes left side over Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up over to Alec Henriksen. Tries to dump it down low for a cutting Chad Barkham. It's taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State up and running with it. They drop it down low. Down on the block, Maurice Arrington. Reversal. Left wing. Pops it out top to Folkers. Folkers three. No good. Offensive rebound and putback attempt by Johnson, no good. Another tap attempt, no go, and Johnson will take it away out on the right wing. Boomsma with the basketball. He gives it back over to Arrington. Arrington with it on the wing. Arrington comes back over to Johnson. Johnson dumps it underneath, and the double-clutch shot by Justin Folkers is good. And Dakota State has a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Now, Dort College was able to catch Dakota State by surprise in that first meeting of these two teams. Dakota State was not ready for the pressuring defense put on by Dort College. Three-pointer on the way by Brunsting, not good. Rebound cleared by the 6'9 Folkers, and he rips it away and gives it back over to the guard. Justin gives it up. That's Kevin Daniels with it out front. Daniels out near the center jump circle. He passes right side. Dakota State with a 2-0 lead in the basketball. Little bit over a minute into this contest. Pass goes left side over to Arrington. Arrington working against Barkema. Arrington, the help defense. Winterfeld set up to try and take the charge. Collision, no call made. Here comes Critchley. Pass goes right side over to Brunsting. Brunsting reversal. Henriksen, NBA three, left wing. Good. Three-point bucket by Alec Henriksen behind that three-point arc on the floor here at the Corn Palace. And the Dort College defenders own their first lead of the contest. Boomsma trying to answer with a three of his own. Shot no good. Winterfeld able to pin Folkers behind him. Gets the rebound. Clears it out. Gets it away to Barkema. Dort College basketball. Winterfeld out top. His three. Right wing. Missed it to the side. Missed everything. And the rebound. Unable to clear it was Barkema. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Dakota State basketball. And the first time we've seen Dort College set up their pressuring defense. Dort College will try to get the tempo more to their liking. Dakota State very content to try and milk the shot clock here in the early going of this contest. 2.5 minutes into the game, not a very big sample size. Out front with the basketball as Johnson loses it on the way up. Folkers runs over Critchley on his way to the basket. No call made. Here's Boomsma. Boomsma shuffles his feet as he comes to a jump stop. Didn't get rid of it. Might have had a shot if he had gone up with it, but instead tried to shovel it away. Gets called for the infraction. Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Dakota State has dealt with turnovers a little bit. They have given it up 13.5 points per game for a team that doesn't like to go up-tempo. Pass goes down low, intended for Barkema. It's tipped away by Johnson. It will be Dort College basketball. Dakota State has forced one less turnover per contest than they have given up. Things getting a little chippy underneath already. About 2 minutes and 49 seconds into this contest. Winterfeld getting tangled up with his player. That's Arrington guarding him. Referees separate them for the moment. Now they pass right side Critchley. Critchley, Barkema. Barkema, right corner. 8 seconds to shoot. Barkema gets it back out front. Brunsting. Brunsting, four to shoot. Back over to Barkema. Long three, left wing. Misses, no good. Off the front iron. Rebound is cleared by Dakota State and Johnson. Keon Johnson brings it up against Dort College's Alec Henriksen. Johnson with it on the wing, picks up his dribble, comes back out front to Arrington. Arrington guarded there by Barkema. Barkema giving him the left-hand drive, trying to force him off of his right shoulder. And they get it down low. Two-point basket for Folkers. So Folkers has all 4 points so far for Dakota State. Dakota State leads it 4-3. Left corner goes Barkema, gives to Critchley. Critchley, hesitation move. His shot off the glass, no good. In the middle of the lane, rebound cleared by Brunsting. Brunsting out front, Henriksen. Henriksen back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, long three on the way, missed it, no good. Tap by Winterfeld, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Keon Johnson. Dakota State leads 4-3. So far, this game is Dakota State's type of contest. Walking the ball up the floor, Daniels. Daniels working against Brunsting. Ball's down on the floor. Gets it back over to Johnson. Keon Johnson with the basketball. Johnson tries to pass it out of the pick and roll intended for Arrington. And the ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. Arrington was going to a pick and pop instead of the roll. And the ball ends up out of bounds, untouched by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. New players in the game for Dort College. Giesink and Jansma, along with Van Langen, Lang, and O'Donnell. Lang with it, mishandles it, gets it over to Giesink now. Giesink on the right wing, Giesink left side, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, Jansma. Hesitation move, his shot in the lane, no good. Kick out pass, Lang. Lang, three, misses off the side of the iron. Rebound cleared by Dakota State and Johnson. Johnson gets it away up the floor. This is Bechdahl. Bechdahl feeds it down into the corner. With the basketball is McGreal. McGreal with it. McGreal trying to back his way in against Van Langen. Puts it up. Van Langen holds his ground. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Van Langen. Van Langen gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Giesink. Giesink right wing. Gasink on the right side with it. Picks up his dribble. Passes it back over to Jansman. Jansman, Lang. Lang, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell fires it out front. Gasink. Gasink back over to Lang. Lang with it. Lang. Nothing there. Now comes back to Jansma. 10 to shoot. North College trailing 4-3. 5 minutes into the contest. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, a three-pointer from the right wing, and Andrew O'Donnell knocks down the three. And North College leads at 6-4. 6-4. Dakota State basketball. Dakota State, they feed it left side. This is Daniels. Daniels with it. Daniels gets it away. New player in for Dakota State, that is Brady Elder. Didn't anticipate seeing him. Long pass out to Lang. Lang with the right hand, good. Lang with a two-point bucket, and the North College defenders have opened up an 8-4 lead after the turnover and the runout. And the North College defenders have a four-point advantage. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota State. This will be a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics, by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City, by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at Sioux Center, 722-0101. Ball's thrown away by Dakota State. Goes untouched by North College or Dakota State. As it tumbles out of bounds, it'll be North College basketball on the baseline after the missed inbounds play by Dakota State. North College will be able to run a baseline out-of-bounds play now. Pass comes into Lang. Lang on the right wing, looking for the pass down low to Van Lingen. Van Lingen pops out to the wing to get it. Back over to Lang. Lang still looks down low. Instead swings it left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Gasink. Gasink to Lang. Lang out front. Jansma. Jansma, three, left it short, no good. Rebound is cleared by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. Elder, long pass out front. It comes to Johnson. Johnson drives in. Vertical contest by Van Lingen. Bothers the shot enough. Jansma comes away with it, gets it back over to Lang. Lang throws behind Gasink. Jansma now picks it up. He passes, he puts the shot up, I should say, from the left wing. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. It's Trojan basketball. Trojans based out of Madison, South Dakota. Ball's kicked out of bounds by Ben Gasink. It will be North College on defense. Dakota State will maintain possession of it. Boomsma is in the contest. So Boomsma checks in. Keon Johnson checks out. Pass out front to Elder. Elder guarded by Lang, and Kyle Lang whistled for the personal foul out front. That's foul number one called on the North College defenders. Foul number one of the contest, for that matter. 6 minutes and 34 seconds into the contest, we have our first foul called. Out front with the basketball is Elder. Elder running the point. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson drives in against Jansma. Dumps it underneath. And Farquaad with a two-point bucket. Farquaad, pretty physical matchup for North College. Not a great shooter, but around the hoop he can be very effective where he uses that 6-7 frame. Shot no good by Jansma. Rebound tapped out, and Jesse has not found the range so far this afternoon. Foul called on the rebound against Dakota State. And that's going to go against Keon Johnson. That's Johnson's first. Team foul number one on Dakota State as well. 13 minutes left to go. First half, North College 8, Dakota State 6. Lang will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shot clock at 30 after the reset on the foul. Pass comes right side, Van Lingen. Van Lingen with the basketball. Van Lingen gives it back over to Lang. Lang out front, right side it goes Gasink. Gasink goes baseline, reverse layup with a left hand. Good. Ben Gasink able to get to the rim. Lays it up with a left hand on the reverse. North College leads at 10-6. Coming back the other way, Dakota State. Shot no good. Van Lingen able to contest the shot. Rebound cleared. Dort College, Lang, ball fake, drives in against Farquaad, shot no good, but Van Lingen follows it for the two-point putback, and the Dort College defenders lead it 12-6. 12-6 our score. This smaller, quicker lineup having a little bit more of an effect on Dakota State. Pass goes to Farquaad. Farquaad, 12-footer, missed it, no good from the baseline. And now a hold called on Falcon Elbers for Dakota State on the rebound. He got called for a hold as Van Lingen and Lang went up for the rebound in the middle of the lane right in front of the rim. Dort College will have the basketball back. Dort leading 12-6. Couple easy baskets for Dort College, turning the game into a six-point advantage. Van Lingen, two players around him, extra pass into the corner. O'Donnell from Lang, three-pointer is good. A three-point basket for O'Donnell, his second of the game. Dort College leads 15-6, and we had a foul call on the rebound. That's going to go against Dakota State. So Dort College with an opportunity to add on the three-point possession here. They'll be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jeremy Grady will be, well, now they're going to swing it over to the right side of the hoop as we face it. Jeremy Grady will hand Kyle Lang the basketball. They get it into Gaysink. Gaysink posting up. Shot no good. Tried to go up over the top of Boomsma, but the rebound is cleared by Arrington, and he steps out of bounds underneath the basket, and the possession continues for Dort College. Dort College already with a three-pointer on this possession. Let's see if Dort College runs the same play. They don't. Instead, they go to Van Lingen. Van Lingen puts it up, and Farquaad blocks the half hook. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Elder over the basketball. Elder guarded by Lang. Comes over to Boomsma. Boomsma feeds it down low for Farquaad. Taken away by Van Lingen. Van Lingen having a nice first half. Gets it back over to Lang. Lang with the basketball. They dump it down low for Van Lingen. Van Lingen shot no good, but he is fouled on the play. And Josh will go to the free throw line. Let's see if he can improve on that 57% free throw shooting that he had in the first 16 games of the season. 11:28 left to play, first period. Dort College 15, Dakota State 6. Dort College right now on a 7-point run. Looking to build on the advantage here with a couple of free throws from the sophomore from Sioux Center. First one is short, no good by Van Lingen, and this is the first free throw shot by either team. Dort College has stayed with this lineup for about 5 or 6 minutes now. Another free throw on the way for Van Lingen. This one's up, and Josh knocks one of two down. It's about one it's been most of the season. Van Lingen makes it 16-6. Dort College in front by 10. Dakota State basketball, Elder. Elder on the wing. He drops it down low for Folkers, and digging down on it is Lang, and Lang's going to be called for a second personal foul. Two fouls have been called on Dort College so far this afternoon, both of them against the freshman from Mason City. Lang will check out of the contest. Critchley checks in. Also checking in is Henriksen. Jansma will check out. So O'Donnell, Gaysink, and Van Lingen stay on the floor. Pass goes out front. Dakota State basketball, Kevin Daniels. Daniels with it. Daniels working against Gaysink. Daniels floater up on the rim. Good. Kevin Daniels with a two-point bucket, his first of the day. Dort College leads 16-8. Critchley with the basketball. He goes right side over to Henriksen. And we have a foul called on the other end. That's going to go against Folkers, I believe. Justin Folkers whistled for his first. Team foul number 5 already on Dakota State. Just under 9 minutes into the contest. Dort College will be inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Critchley. Critchley passes in over the top, finds Van Lingen. Van Lingen 18 feet from the hoop, tries to feed it to O'Donnell, turns it over. It's taken away by Dakota State. Van Lingen threw it behind O'Donnell on his cut into the lane. Driving in, kick out pass, Johnson. Johnson 3, rattles it. It's no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell goes up strong for that missed shot. Now we've got a foul called in transition against Kevin Daniels. Daniels whistled for the personal foul, and that is foul number 6 already on Dakota State in this half. Dort College leads 16-8. Well, this has more of the trademarks of a season opener then of a game at the midpoint of the year. And both of these teams, after long layoffs, obviously you've had some practice time, but it's always different when you get into the games in terms of the speed. Critchley driving in, and Critchley able to get around his man, and the foul called on Brady Elder as Critchley gets to the hoop, and Kobe Critchley is fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws on the way for Critchley. Dort College 16, Dakota State 8. So Critchley will shoot two. First one on the way for the junior from Roseville is up and through. He's got another one on the way, averaging 3.5 points per game. Another free throw on the way for Critchley. 17-8. Dort College up 9, now 10. 18-8 as Critchley, an 80% free throw shooter, knocks them both down. Dort College by 10. Dakota State basketball. Dakota State up to the timeline. Dort College with a 10-point advantage. Keon Johnson driving in with the right hand, takes it up over the top of Winterfeld. It's good. Keon Johnson with the driving basket. And a foul called underneath. Chad Barkamas fouled on the post position. He was able to seal his man defensively. And the foul was whistled against Dakota State. That's going to go against Josh McGreal, a freshman from Lino Lakes, Minnesota. That's his first. Team foul number 8 on Dakota State. 1-1 opportunity here for Chad Barkama. Barkama makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Dort College leading 19-10, trying to extend the lead back to 10. 10-12 remaining, first half. Second free throw is on the way. That one's off the heel, no good. 1-for-2 for Barkema. Dort College leads 19-10. Johnson into the front court, guarded by Henriksen. Dort College man-for-man defense. Pass goes left side over to McGreal. McGreal feeds it back, right wing. They're looking underneath for Folkers. They find him, help defense by Barkema. And not enough help defense, though, as Justin Folkers takes it up strong. He gets the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 19-12. Winterfeld backing his way in now against McGreal. Winterfeld feeds it to Barkema. Barkema off of the glass, good. Barkema able to lean his way in on the baseline drive. 21-12, Dort College by 9. 9:31 remaining here in the first half. Elder up the floor, and Winterfeld kicks it away on the pass intended for Folkers. Dakota State will inbound the basketball down by 9. Our officials today, Levi Pearson, Jeremy Grady, and Lucas Pearson. Jeremy Grady, a very familiar face. The Pearsons haven't seen as much of them over the years. Dakota State basketball after they inbound. 9:17 and counting. First half, Dakota State basketball. This is Daniels working against Brunsting. Daniels fires it cross court over to Johnson. Johnson pull up from 12. Tough shot off the heel. No good. Rebound for Winterfeld after it was deflected. Winterfeld will push it up the floor himself. Marcus into the front court, hands it off for Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball, fires it over to Brunsting. Might have gotten away with a travel, scoops it up with the right hand. It's good. Chandler Brunsting. Got an opportunity to start running downhill on that one. Took it hard to the hoop. Was able to change to his right hand in midair and got the finger roll to drop through. Steal by Brunsting on the other end. Here comes Dort College. Chandler into the front court. Does not have the numbers. He scoops it over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the lane. Off-balance shot. No good. There for the rebound, though. Brunsting fires it outside Critchley. Extra pass over to Barkema. Barkema with it on the right wing. Barkema has some room to work. Loses it. Double-teamed. Now looking for the pass over to Critchley. Critchley, three. Good. Kobe Critchley with a three-point basket. Dort College with 5 points from Critchley. Dort College opens up a 26-12 lead. So a timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota State. With 8:06 remaining in the first half, Dort College has opened up a 14-point advantage. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the VidEngland Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, for the locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Also Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Dakota State basketball, after Dort College has strung together 7 points in a row. Farquad drives in, and he got around Marcus Winterfeld on the spin move. Winterfeld gets called for a foul. Farquad will go to the free throw line, where he is making 71% of his attempts this season. Farquad, one of those players who seems like he has been around forever. He's a senior from Allen, Texas. 6'7", gets it around the hoop. He's pretty nifty. 26-13, Dort College leading by 13 after Farquhar makes the first. He's got another one on the way. Right-handed free throw is up and down, and Dakota State has cut the lead down to 12, 26-14. Ben Gasing for the basketball. He shovels it off to Henriksen. Henriksen well beyond the three-point line. They're guarding him, though, almost a face guarding. Gets it over to Gasink on the drive, partially blocked. Rebound is cleared by Dakota State. Dakota State basketball, Boomsma. Boomsma gets the return pass. He's going to drive around Brunsting, scoops it up with the right hand, count the hoop, and he is fouled. And I think Marcus Winterfeld has just been called for his second personal foul. So that is number two on Marcus. So he went from zero to two in about, in three possessions. Two possessions for Dakota State, one for Dort College, and Boomsma has the opportunity to complete the three-point play. Rims it no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Defenders lead 26-16. Van Langen is now in for Winterfeld. We've probably seen Marcus for the last time here in the first half. With the basketball is Van Langen. Van Langen gets it outside to Barkema. Barkema into the corner, Gasing. Gasing feeds it underneath Van Langen. Van Langen against Farquhar. Two players around him. Gets it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Van Langen. Van Langen thought about the three. Instead, comes back over to Henriksen. Pass deflected. Taken back by Gasing. Gasing fading away on the baseline. His shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota State. Dakota State on a 4-0 run. Boomsma drives in. Makes it a 6-0 run. It's 26-18. Boomsma drives in and gets the shot to go. The lead was 14. It's now 8. With the basketball is Henriksen. Left side, Gasing. Gasing feeds it underneath Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen to the cutter, Brunsting. Brunsting, left-handed layup, good. Chandler with a couple of baskets here in the first half. Dort College leads 28-18. 6:30 and counting, first half. Pass goes left side, Falcon Elbers. Elbers drives in. Over the top of Van Langen, Falcon Elbers with the two-point bucket. Dort College's lead is 28-20. 28-20, our score. Gasing into the front court. Left side it goes Brunsting. Brunsting with it on the wing. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Gasing. Gasing on the right wing. Gasing to Brunsting. Brunsting fumbles it. Gets it back out front. Barkema. Barkema at the free throw line off the dribble. Back to Henriksen. Ball fake. They won't let him fire a three. Comes back instead to Van Langen. 10 to shoot. Van Langen facing up 12 feet from the hoop. Working against Farquhar. His high arching shot off of the back iron. And it drops through. Josh Van Langen with 5 points. Dort College leads by 10 again. 30-20. 5:45 remaining here in the first half. Dakota State basketball taking across half court is Johnson. He's guarded there by Henriksen. Dort College in a man-to-man defense. Comes over to Boomsma, guarded by Brunsting. Brunsting not given any room and bothers the shot, gets the rebound. Here comes Brunsting. Right side, Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing, right side, Barkema. Barkema back over to Gasing. Gasing, Henriksen. Henriksen drives in, and he's going to be called for steps. Fumbled it on the way up, mishandled it, and ends up getting called for the travel. Henriksen will check out along with Barkema and Gasing. Lang, Jansma, and O'Donnell all check in for Dort College. Staying in, Van Langen and Brunsting. Lang, remember, he's playing with two personal fouls, so we'll see how long he's able to go before picking up a third. And a double dribble called on Dakota State's Kevin Daniels. Looked to me like he pinned it on his hip on the way down with the mishandle. And he gets called for the double dribble. Dort College basketball. O'Donnell gets it into Lang. Lang will bring it up against Kevin Daniels. Lang with it right side. He passes it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, left side, Lang. Lang down to the baseline, cut off there by Daniels. O'Donnell, right side, Jansma. Jesse drives in off balance shot, gets it to go. Needed that one to go for Jesse. He's not been able to get it to go from the outside today. So instead, that time he takes it from the right wing and gets the short shot to go in the lane. And Dort College leads at 32-20. A dozen-point advantage for the defenders. With the basketball, Daniels. Daniels guarded by Brunsting. Feeds it into the corner. Johnson. Johnson, high-arching baseline, 15-footer, no good. Long rebound, Farquhar and Brunsting. And Brunsting's going to be called for a... He's going to be called for a foul on the rebound. He's trying to maintain, keep the basketball and force a tie-up with Bobby Farquhar. Instead, Brunsting's going to be called for the foul, and that's foul number five on the defenders in this half. 4:32 remaining in the first half. Dort College 32, Dakota State 20. There have been times when Dort College has been able to get the contest going to their liking in terms of pacing. Not sure what the question is. It might be the shot clock. And there was a missed shot that was off the rim. And then the foul occurred on the rebound, so you reset it to 30. Dakota State inbounding the basketball. That's where we're at. High arching shot off the window from straight on. The teardrop from Daniels. Daniels, not often you see players bank it in from straight on, but that time he did. Jansma squares up his 12-footer, left it short, no good. Dakota State player might have gotten a piece of it. And Dakota State coming back the other way, trying to cut into the 10-point lead. With the basketball, right side is Daniels. Daniels picks up his dribble, goes over to Folkers. Folkers pinned in the corner, Van Langen guarding him. Pass comes back out front, Daniels. Daniels to Folkers. Folkers, jumper, corner, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner, Jansma get in there. Yes! Three-point bucket for Jesse Jansma. Left corner, it was an open look. He had to take it. Good to see him knock it down after missing a few here early. Shooters shoot, and that's what Jansma did that time. Makes it from deep in the right corner. Snatched out of the air on the miss shot by Van Langen. Takes away the rebound. Comes back over to Brunsting. Feeds Jansma another one. Bang, bang, bang. All you need is one sometimes, and Jansma knocks down a pair of triples. He's got eight. He got it all going, though, with a drive into the lane earlier. And Jesse Jansma gives Dort College their biggest lead of the contest. 38-22, 3:25 left to go in the first half. And the Dort College defenders own a 16-point advantage. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. the Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. 3:20 remaining in the half after the timeout. Charge two, Dakota State. They've used three. They've got three remaining. Dort College has not used a timeout up to this point. Winterfeld is back in the contest right now. Farquhar. So Dort College, couple of players on the floor with two fouls. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. He's able to get around Farquhar to take that one out of the air. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen drives the lane, puts up the short jumper from eight, no good straight on. And the rebound left short, or I should say the shot left short. Farquhar takes it away. Come back over to Daniels. Daniels feeds it right side. Elder. Elder into the lane. Boomsma. Boomsma. Head fake. Floater. Baseline missed it. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. 3-on-2. Here comes Jansma. Mishandles it. Gets it back right side. Henriksen. Henriksen checks his feet. Multiple lines on the floor here at Mitchell. And he misses the three-pointer from the right corner. There are three three-point lines on the floor here at the Corn Palace. You have the high school line. You have the college line that is more of an aqua color. And then you've got the NBA line, what I call the NBA line. That is in a royal blue here at the Corn Palace. 2:24 and counting. First half of play, Dort College 38, Dakota State 22. With a basketball out front is Brady Elder, and we've got a foul called on Kobe Critchley. Kobe picks up the personal. His first, team foul number six. 38-22, Dort College leading. Pretty good defensive effort by Dort College so far in this first half. Offense is not quite to their normal pace, but defensively they have given Dakota State some challenges. Andrew O'Donnell tries to contest the shot by McGreal, and O'Donnell is going to be called for the personal foul, his first. That is team foul number seven. McGreal was in the act of shooting, so he will shoot two free throws with 2:10 remaining in the first half. Dort College 38, Dakota State 22. Dort College right now on a 6-0 run. McGreal trying to end that with a pair of free throws, and he makes the first one. He's now 12 for 12 this season, is McGreal, 6'7 freshman. Second free throw on the way by McGreal, up and good. So McGreal makes both free throws. Dort College leads 38-24. Critchley with the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Jansma. Jansma looking for the back cut for Henriksen. Instead, Henriksen comes out onto the wing. Right side it goes to Van Langen. Van Langen up in the air, gets it back over to Jansma. Jansma, another three. His third of the first half. Jansma with 11 quick points here in the first half. First time through the rotation, didn't go as well. This time, though, he has found the range. 41-24, Dort College leading by 17. Missed shot, rebound, jailbreak. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and he's going to be called for a travel. So Andrew O'Donnell gets called for a carry, actually. Has just mishandled it. Saw Critchley coming up the other side and wanted to get it to him quickly. And mishandled it. Gets called for the violation. Dort College misses the opportunity to go up by 19. Instead, Dakota State inbounding the basketball, down 17, 41-24. Dakota State basketball in the backcourt. They pass it to Elbers. Feed it down low, Farquhar. Farquhar, right side, Daniels. Daniels, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Throwing it in is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it in to Critchley. Kobe will bring the basketball up. Critchley across half court. Kobe. 105 remaining. Pass comes out front to Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner. Jansma, another one. NBA three. Missed that one. No good. That was the heat check. And the rebound cleared out by Dakota State. Runs a little bit deep for Jansma that time. Gives it to Farquhar, and Farquhar jams it home. Farquhar got free on the baseline. He's got six. Dort College leads 41-26. 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Jansma with it on the wing. Looking down low, instead goes over to Critchley. Critchley, O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it Van Langen. Van Langen facing up against Farquhar. Then Langen back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell able to drive in. His shot no good. Rebound put back by Van Langen, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota State, and they'll hold for one. 19 seconds remaining. Dort College down by up by 15, I should say. And Dakota State will bring it into the front court. Trojans have it, trailing by 15. They want an isolation. This is Daniels working against Henriksen, top of the key. Drives in, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound tapped out by O'Donnell, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 41, Dakota State 26. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College leading Dakota State at halftime, 41-26 in non-conference men's basketball. This is part of the Mike Miller Classic, officially the Doug Martin portion of the Mike Miller Classic. Doug Martin, longtime head basketball coach at Dakota Wesley and also spent time at, I believe, USD and SDSU. Passed away several years ago, but I remember when he was still patrolling the sidelines here at the Corn Palace. That was about three or four head coaches ago. Dakota Wesley now coached by Matt Wilbur. But I digress. We were here at the Corn Palace earlier this season. Dort College earned a win here at the Palace. And here this afternoon, they are off to a 41-26 lead at halftime of this contest. The Dort College defenders, 15 of 36 from the floor. It's a little below their season average, which is right around 50%. They have converted 7 of 17 three-pointers for 41.2%. And they have converted 15 of 36 total for 41.7%. 4 for 6 from the free throw line for 67%. For Dakota State, 11 of 31 from the floor, 35.5%. They have not made a three-pointer yet. They are 0 for 6. And they're 4 for 5 on free throw attempts. Dort College has been out-rebounded 19-18. They've surrendered 4 offensive rebounds. Turnovers, Dakota State has 8. Dort College has 4. Taking a look at the scoring, Jesse Jansma leading Dort College with 11 points. Took him a little bit to get going. 3 of 7 from the 3-point line. 4 of 10 total so far. 6 points for Andrew O'Donnell. He had a couple of three-pointers. Josh Van Langen, 5 points so far today, 2 for 3 from the field. 5 points for Kobe Critchley, 4 for Chandler Brunsting, 3 for Chad Barkema and Alec Henriksen, 2 for Ben Gaysink, and 2 for Kyle Lang for Dort College's total of 41. For Dakota State, 6 points for Justin Folkers, 3 for 5 from the floor. Bobby Farquaad off the bench with 6 points, 2 for 3 from the field, 2 for 2 on free throws. Brendan Boomsma and Kevin Daniels have 4 points each. Keon Johnson has a pair. Josh McGreal and Falcon Albers also with 2 points apiece. Keon Johnson leads Dakota State with 6 rebounds. McGreal has 5. Farquaad has 4. Dort College, their rebounding effort led by Josh Van Langen and Chandler Brunsting with 4 each. 3 each for Jansma, O'Donnell, and Winterfeld. 2 assists for Chandler Brunsting, 2 for Kyle Lang, and 3 for Josh Van Langen. Van Langen also has a couple of steals. Dakota State's Keon Johnson and Kevin Daniels each have 2 assists. 1 assist each for Folkers and McGreal. We're at halftime. Dort College leads Dakota State 41-26. For those of you who are regular listeners to Dort College broadcasts this football and now basketball season, Where Are They Now has become a regular portion of our regular feature at halftime. We've taken a bit of a hiatus on that. That will resume next week, Saturday, when Dort College traveled to Hastings. We will have a Where Are They Now feature, but today we do not. So we continue on with recapping our first half. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more information for you at halftime right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. It's a full day of basketball around the Great Plains Athletic Conference today, both women's and men's basketball. Concordia women got things started for the post-Christmas portion of the schedule yesterday with a 113-83 win over Robert Morris. Today there are several games being played. Other than Dort College versus Dakota State, what you're listening to right now, other men's games feature Morningside versus York, Concordia against Robert Morris, Hastings takes on Sterling, Waldorf battles Mount Marty, Midland will play the College of the Ozarks, Culver Stockton takes on Briarcliff. That's the game being played in Sioux City. Doan is facing Kansas Wesley, and Peru State is playing Dakota Wesley and is part of the Mike Miller Classic. Women's basketball, Concordia is facing St. Xavier. That game is underway. Morningside faces Mayville State. Dakota Wesleyan takes on Olivet Nazarene. Waldorf plays Mount Marty in women's play. Jamestown faces Briarcliff. Doan tackles Kansas Wesleyan. California Merced battles the College of St. Mary. Midland takes on Menlo. And Northwestern plays Hope International. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with second half action from the Corn Palace right after this. Well, as I went to break, they took the remaining 60 seconds off of the clock, put 20 minutes up, and we are into the second half already. Bounce pass into Winterfeld. Winterfeld kick out. Brunsting shot no good. Tap out by Winterfeld. Dort College maintains possession of it. Dakota State turned it over on their first possession of the second half. Parkham with the basketball gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, two players around him, puts it up. Shot blocked, but he puts it up as he first man off of the floor. Marcus gets his first basket of the second half. First basket of the night, for that matter, for Winterfeld. Dort College leads at 43-26. The Dort College team has been balanced all season, and today, no different. Several players contributing in that 4 and 5 points in the first half range. Two-point bucket by Dakota State on the other end. I believe that was Keon Johnson who got the shot to go. Dort College leads 43-28. Driving in, rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College after the missed shot by Critchley. Winterfeld tips it out of bounds. It will be Dakota State basketball. Steal by Brunsting. Gets it over to Henriksen. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. They turn it over as they try to force it underneath to Barkema. It's taken away by Boomsma. Here comes Dakota State. Dakota State down by 15. Boomsma's shot no good. Bothered by Critchley. Long pass over the top. Brunsting feeds the trailer Henriksen. Henriksen on the right wing. Back over to Critchley. Brunsting looking underneath. Feeds it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, they'll go one-on-one defensively with him. Feed it to Henriksen. Henriksen, layup with the left hand, good. Alec Henriksen with 5 points on the assist by Winterfeld as Dakota State elected to play one-on-one against Winterfeld defensively. Dort College calls a quick timeout. Just a minute 50 into the second half. They want to make an adjustment, leading by 17, 45-28. Timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Dakota State basketball trailing by 17. They've trailed by as many as 18 today. Nearly a turnover. Should have been a turnover. No call made. Pass goes over to Boomsma. Three-pointer missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Barkham at Dort College. Pretty good job defensively so far, limiting Dakota State to just 4 offensive rebounds in the first half. Long pass over the top. Barkham. Barkham deep left corner as he faces the hoop. Gets it back out front to Henriksen. Henriksen whispers one through from straight on. And Dort College has a 20-point lead, their biggest of the contest, 48-28. And forcing the ball out of bounds is Critchley. Critchley gets a hand on it in the Dakota State backcourt. Dakota State will inbound the basketball again, trailing by 20, 48-28. This was a 28-20 ball game at one point. Dort College has outscored Dakota State 20-8 since then. Up the floor with the basketball. Driving in is Keon Johnson. Shot no good. Rebound ripped by Barkman. Taken away by Critchley. Critchley into the front court. Kobe, right side, Brunsting. Brunsting, deep right corner. Comes back over to Barkema. Barkema, long three. Corner shot, no good. And the rebound taken away by Elder. Elder into the front court for Dakota State. Elder drives in. Elder, kick out pass. Over to Daniels. Daniels with it, guarded there by Brunsting. And we've got a foul called on the play against Folkers as he extended the forearm, fighting for position with Marcus Winterfeld. And Folkers picks up his second personal foul. Folkers will check out of the contest. He's been on a pretty short leash tonight. He's not in any foul trouble, really, but he checks out of the basketball game. Farquhar checks in. Farquhar was pretty effective in the first half. Ended up with 6 points at halftime. Pass goes over to Barkema. Barkema, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball at the free throw line. Backdoor cut, Winterfeld. Winterfeld against Daniels, and it's stripped away as Winterfeld tries to spin with the right hand, and they say that it was off of his shin and out of bounds. It will be Dakota State basketball. Daniels will throw it in. Daniels looking, gets it in over the top, finds Elder. Elder with it on the right hand side, goes back left side, three pointer, and that low arching shot by Maurice Arrington finds the bottom of the hoop. And the Dort College lead is 48-31. Barkham over the basketball, picks up his dribble, comes back over to Brunsting. Answering is Henriksen, shot no good, but there for the rebound of the putback is Barkham. Barkham with five on the offensive rebound as he crashes the board on the missed shot by Henriksen. At least I think that was a shot attempt. Failed to draw iron, shot no good. And we've got a foul on the play called. Is that going to go on Winterfeld? It will. Marcus Winterfeld called for the foul. Brunsting went to the floor. And it looked like Winterfeld was trying to avoid Brunsting, who was sprawled on the floor underneath the basket. Bobby Farquhar will go to the free throw line now to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw, no good. He's got another one on the way with his team trailing 50-31. You've got your shift change, Fort Ord College. Jans, Malang, Gaysink, O'Donnell, and Van Langen on the floor now. This is the lineup that sparked Dort College in the first half. Got the game, the tempo moving. 7 points for Farquhar as he makes one of two. Dort College leads by 18. Over the basketball is Lang. Lang over to Gaysink. Gaysink with it. Ben spins back out to the perimeter. Comes into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell fakes the three. Puts it on the floor. Instead comes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Lang. Lang, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Comes back right side, Jansma. Seven to shoot for Van Langen. Van Langen, turnaround in the lane, is missed. No good. Gaysink tries to come up with a loose basketball, and he is held on the play by Brendan Boomsma. Boomsma whistled for the foul on the hold in the lane. Shot clock will get reset to 20. And inbounding the basketball will be Lang. Lang to toss it in. Gets it in to Van Langen. Van Langen to Jansma. Jansma back over to Lang. Lang, three-pointer, wing, good. First three of the night for Kyle Lang, or of the day, I should say, for Lang. Dort College owns a 21-point lead, 53-32. 53-32, 4.5 minutes into the second half. Dort College in control so far. Elder driving in. Nothing there. Ball deflected. Picked up. Putting the shot up in traffic, and we've got a two-shot situation coming here for Arrington. Mo Arrington, 6'6 junior from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, put it on the floor from the left wing. He was ineffective in the first half, shut out in the first 20 minutes of play. He's come back with a three-pointer and now takes it to the hoop and gets fouled on the way to the hoop. That foul was charged to Dort College's Van Langen. First free throw by Arrington is good. Gets it back to a 20-point difference. 53-33, pending another free throw. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one rolls home as well. 53-34, Arrington with 5 points in the second half, five of his team's seven. Pass comes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Jansman. Jansman gives it down low for Van Langen. Van Langen spins. Two players around him, puts it up in traffic. And he got held on the play by Kevin Daniels. Daniels whistled for the personal, his second. And it appears they will give Josh Van Langen a pair of free throw attempts. Van Langen 1-for-2 on his first trip to the free throw line here this afternoon. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj, Cooley, and Lisa at Eichstra and Sioux Center, 722-0101. Both free throws made by Van Langen. It's good to see. Josh Van Langen knocks them both down. Door College leads 55-34. Van Langen now with 7 points. Driving in, right-handed shot, no good by Daniels. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it ahead, Lang. Lang, pull-up three, missed it short, no good. Well, we got a jailbreak the other way, though. Three on one, driving in is Boomsman. Boomsman stripped on the way up by Lang. And Kyle Lang commits his third personal. So Dort College has not been called for many fouls, but the majority of them this evening, or this afternoon, I should say, have been shouldered by two different players. And now they're going to say that was not on Lang, but instead on Jansma. Dort College will take that, because otherwise it's number three on Lang. So Lang gets called for the personal foul. First free throw by Boomsma is up and good. Second one by Boomsma is good. He's got 6 points, slightly better than his 5.8 points per game average. And the Dort College lead is 19, 55-36. Gaysink with the basketball, splits the defense. Ball fake, dribbles in with the right hand, makes the layup from the left-hand side with the right hand. Gaysink now with 4 points. Dort College leads 57-36. Daniels, right side, Elder. Elder guarded by Jansma. Kick out pass, nothing there, comes back. And knocking down the triple from long range was Kevin Daniels. Daniels with 7, and the defender lead is 57-39. Dakota State trying to chip away at the difference. 14 minutes remaining in regulation. Jansma goes over to Lang. Lang underneath Van Langen. Van Langen, nothing there. Now the cutter, Gaysink. Gaysink fouled on the way up. And Bobby Farquaw is going to be called for the personal. Farquaw, his first personal. Henriksen will go to the check into the ball game as well. Gaysink will go to the free throw line. Ben with 4 points so far today. The time he was able to get the curl cut and got the feed from Van Langen. First free throw is off the heel, no good by Ben. Another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Gaysink misses both free throws. And Dakota State with a chance to cut into the 18-point lead. Pass goes right corner, shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell, and we've got a push called on Dakota State. O'Donnell ripped the rebound. Josh McGreal did not have any chance at the rebound. Simply went over the top. Gets called for the push. 57-39. Dort College leading by 18 over the basketball. So Dort College gets it back. Clock continuing to tick away. 13:30 remaining. Backdoor cut. Gaysink. Gaysink reverse layup. Good. Ben Gaysink snaking his way into the lane. Gets another shot to go. It's 59-39. Dort College by 20. They're able to get Gaysink cutting off of that post pass. Shot, partially blocked. And who's that going to go on? They're going to call hold on Dort College. That's going to go on Van Langen. That's foul number two on Josh. Brendan Boomsma to the free throw line where he's 2-for-3 today. First free throw is on the way, good. Another one on the way for Boomsma. He's got 7 points. Critchley in, Barkema in. Gaysink, Lang, and O'Donnell check out. Who else checked in? Brunsting. Here's your lineup for Dort College. Henriksen, Van Langen, Critchley, Brunsting, and Barkema. Boomsma makes both free throws. It's an 18-point ball game, 59-41. Critchley on the right wing. Comes to Van Langen. Van Langen puts it up, blocked by Farquhar. Coming back the other way is Dakota State with a chance to cut into the 18-point lead. Three-pointer from the corner, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen, Henriksen. Henriksen sidesteps the defender, lays it up with the right hand, good. Alec Henriksen. He's got 10, and the defender lead is 61-41. So Dort College still maintaining a 20-point lead. Three-pointer from the left side by Boomsma. Boomsma had enough time to size it up. He knocks it down from 21. Right side with it is Henriksen. Dort College by 17, 61-44. Looking down low, they get it to Barkema. Barkema, turnaround on the baseline, 12-footer, no good. But a foul on the shot called against McGreal. McGreal whistled for his third personal. And free throws on the way for Chad Barkema, trying to extend the lead back to 19. Currently it's 17, 61-44. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual of the Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. A couple of made free throws by Barkema. Barkema now with 7 points. And the defenders lead at 63-44. Dakota State with a chance now to cut into the lead again. Driving right-handed layup from the left-hand side. Converted by Daniels. Here comes Dort College. Brunstein quickly into the front court. Winterfeld driving in. Drops it off for Barkema. Barkema stripped on the way up, and he's fouled. Chad will go to the free throw line to shoot another couple free throws. Credit Winterfeld that time with setting up that look by Barkema. As Winterfeld, with a ball fake from the free throw line, took it into the lane. Three players actually came to him to try and block his progress. And now two free throws on the way for Barkema after going 2-for-2 moments ago. Free throws up, free throws good for Barkema. That's team foul number 7, by the way, on Dakota State. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Barkema goes 1-of-2 that time. Boomsma's three-pointer from the right wing, blocked by Winterfeld, out of bounds. Jansma's back in. Critchley will check out. 8 points for Barkema. 64-46, Dort College by 18, I should say. Daniels drives in. Off-balance shot. And that is the one way I think Dakota State might have a chance to get back into this game. They do have some advantages on the perimeter. And by the perimeter, I mean they'll be able to put the ball on the floor from the perimeter and take it into the lane. That's foul number 4 called on Winterfeld. So Winterfeld dealing with foul trouble. He's going to have to check out again. Josh Van Langen getting a little extended minutes because of the foul trouble for Winterfeld. First free throw is up and good for Daniels. Second one is good as well. He's got 9, and the defender lead is 64-48. Brunsting tries to pass it over to Barkema. Barkema unable to come and meet it. Ball goes out of bounds in front of the Dort College bench, and the defenders leading by 16 will set up the defense again. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders, 64-48. We'll be back with more from the Corn Palace right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Many people think that because Dort College is in a rural town in the Midwest, there's not a lot to do. But that's definitely not true. 90% of our students live on campus, partly because of the many opportunities to be part of a close-knit Christian community. I'm Lisa with Student Services, and I invite you to check out more about Dort on Facebook, Twitter, or at dort.edu.
Find your place in God's world at Dort College. Go to dort.edu for admission details.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, Dort College leading 64-48. Dakota State with the basketball. When we resume play after the Dort College timeout, Dort College has four remaining. Dakota State has three left in the pocket. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank. Locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa. Also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. They're on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. 64-48, Dort College by 16. Dakota State trying to mount a rally. Daniels drives in, dumps it off for Folkers. Folkers layup good. He's got 8. 64-50, Dort College by 14. 11-13 remaining. Pass comes right side over to Henriksen. Dort College needs a bucket to stop the bleeding. Henriksen with the basketball. Back over to Brunsting. Brunsting out front. Jansma. Jansma had the hot hand late in the first half. Let's see if they can get him going again. Barkema stripped from behind. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. See if we can get Alec Henriksen a look. Well, they're not going to this time. He checks out of the ballgame along with Barkema. O'Donnell and Lang check in. 10:57 left to go in the game. They get it in. Ben Langen unable to handle it. Here comes Dakota State. Comes back to Boomsma. Boomsma layup, left hand. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched. Nobody saw it. Referees conferring. Referee under the basket didn't get a clear view of it. Referee on the right wing did not see it. And it's going to go out of bounds, they say. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dort College still up 14, but Dakota State putting together a rally here. They've scored four unanswered. And we've got a foul called. Josh Van Langen gets called for a foul on the perimeter. With the basketball, Dakota State. Dakota State on the right elbow. Picks up his dribble to Daniels. Daniels back over to Arrington. Arrington with a three. Morris Arrington with 8 points. And the Dort College lead is 64-53. With the basketball. Right side is Lang. Lang, Brunsting. Brunsting gets it away. O'Donnell, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball with 19 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 10:20 on the game clock. Defenders by 11. They've led by as many as 21 tonight. Unable to land the knockout punch, though. And now they're fighting. Comes back over to Van Langen. Van Langen tries to cross his man over, and he is fouled on the play by Folkers, and Folkers can't believe it. Justin Folkers whistled for his third personal. Everyone getting a little antsy, a little chippy. Dort College really had things rolling earlier. Folkers will check out, and that's foul number four on Folkers, and I wondered why they were being so cautious with him. Somewhere along the line, he was charged with a foul that didn't go up on the board initially. Now they've got him with four. So that's why they were so cautious with him. Van Langen, first free throw, good. Josh with another one on the way. Van Langen with 8. And he is 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Another one on the way, trying to extend the lead back to 13, and he does. Josh Van Langen with 9 points, 66-53, Dort College by a baker's dozen. Charging foul called against Daniels. Andrew O'Donnell set up, took the charge. And Kevin Daniels whistled for foul number three. Brunsting to throw it in. Brunsting to Lang. Lang with it out front. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma, Brunsting. Brunsting, Van Langen. Van Langen left wing. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, nothing there on the spin move. Comes back over to Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang to Jansma. Jansma, three. Good. Jesse Jansma knocks down the three-pointer. He's got 14. And the defenders extend the lead back to 16, 69-53. So good to see Dort College challenged and come away with back-to-back possessions where they got shots and got shots to go. Answering, though, is Daniels. Daniels seems like whenever he wants to get to the hoop, he's got that potential. 69-55 as he drives and scoops it up with the left hand. O'Donnell back over to Lang. Let's see if they can get Jansma another look. Pass goes to Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three. Good! Andrew O'Donnell with the triple. He's got 9 points, all on threes. Suddenly, Andrew O'Donnell, a three-point threat this afternoon. 72-55. Fadeaway three. Step back, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State on the far end. They continue the possession after the missed three. Boomsma out front, guarded by Lang. Interesting matchup there. Boomsma, the crafty veteran. He's a senior. Farquhar. Farquhar lowers the shoulder, takes it in against Van Langen, puts it up, gets it on the rim, and it drops through. Not much finesse there that time by Farquhar, unless a sledgehammer has finesse, as he lowered his shoulder and just went straight at Van Langen. Pass goes to Lang. Lang, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma, right side, it goes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Lang. Lang with the basketball, driving in. Van Langen. No, they go out front instead. Brunsting, his three, missed it, no good. But there for the rebound, and the putback is Andrew O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell having himself an afternoon. He's got 11. Dort College leads 74-57. 74-57, Daniels driving the other way. Stripped by Lang. Here comes Dort College. 74-57, Dort College, Lang to Brunsting. Brunsting flips it up with the right hand, good. Chandler Brunsting with six. Lang attacking the basket. Dort College not getting tentative, but instead attacking. They get the shot to go, and Dort College leads at 76-57, and a pretty fired up bench for the Dort College defenders. Right now, a full-length timeout charged to Dakota State. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. Well, Dakota State made a charge at the defenders, got it back to within 11 at 64-53. Since that point, it is 10-3 in favor of the defenders, and Dort College extending the lead back out to 76-57. What I have liked to what I've seen that I've liked from the defenders over the past four or five possessions, they have not gotten tentative, but instead have continued to attack. That is something that we have seen in the first half of the season. At times, they will get reluctant to take shots. These last few possessions, they have not. They've been able to work the ball into Van Langen. He got fouled. You had a three-pointer by O'Donnell. You had an offensive rebound and a putback by O'Donnell. And then you had an attack that time by Lang, who dropped it off and got a two-point basket set up for Chandler Brunsting to make it a 19-point ball game again, 76-57. 19-point lead. Elder with the basketball. Dakota State trailing. Boomsma down to the baseline, cut off by Lang. They feed it to Farquhar. Farquhar working against Winterfeld. Winterfeld playing with four personal fouls, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be Dakota State basketball with 7:32 remaining in this ball game. Dakota State looking to throw it in. They get the ball inbounded to Boomsma. Boomsma guarded by Lang. Boomsma drives in, missed the shot. Now a foul called on the rebound against Farquhar. Winterfeld had inside position. Farquhar gets called for the personal. That's number two against him. Winterfeld will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity here for Dort College's Marcus Winterfeld. Both of these teams fighting to get above 500. Dort College, 500 through 16 games. Dakota State, 500 through 14 games. Winterfeld's first free throw is good. He's got another one coming. Dort College will be back here at the Corn Palace tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock start time, as they face Peru State. Second shot is up and down for Winterfeld, so Dort College extends the lead to 78-57, matching their biggest lead of the contest. 7:20 remaining. Elder with the basketball out front. He's guarded there by Lang. Elder, still with the left hand, picks up his dribble. Backdoor cut and a slam dunk for Keon Johnson. Keon Johnson with a two-point bucket on the slam. Backdoor cut, he got open. 19-point lead for the defenders. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it right side. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen to Gasing. Gasing, double teamed. And he is fouled. 78-59. And free throws on the way for Ben Gasing. Let's see if Ben can get going from the free throw line. He's got 6 points today. Also tomorrow we will have Dort College women's basketball. They're playing at 1 o'clock at the Duet. That'll be against Mount Mercy. First free throw by Gasing, good. He's got another one on the way. Freshman from Sioux Center. This one's up off the heel, no good. Gasing makes one of two. 79-59. Dakota State basketball driving into the lane, and that's just bully ball by Kevin Daniels. Daniels overpowering Andrew O'Donnell that time. And now reach across, called against Kevin Daniels. Daniels whistled for his fourth. A little bit of frustration right now for Dakota State. They had a little bit of momentum halfway through the half. Had the lead down to 11, and then Dort College responded and pushed it back out to 21. Right now it's at 18, 79-61. Free throw on the way for Gasing, left it short, no good. Another one on the way for Ben. Dort College is in the double bonus from here on out. Well, Gasing, another free throw. He's got 7 points so far today. Free throw on the way for Ben is up. Left that one short, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. Kevin Daniels. Daniels gives it up to Elder. Elder fires it back outside. Falcon Elbers with a two-point floater. And Dakota State back to within 16, 79-63 after Dort College had a lead of 21 moments ago. O'Donnell over to Henriksen. Henriksen takes it across the timeline. 6 minutes remaining. Lang directing traffic. Goes over to Gasing. Gasing on the right wing. Comes back over to Van Langen. Van Langen to Lang. Lang with the basketball. Lang gets it back over to Gasing. Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. Lost it. A collision. No call made between Elbers and Henriksen. And now Dakota State with a chance again to cut the lead down to 13 or 14 with a made two or three. Bringing the basketball up will be Daniels. Brunsting is back in the game for the defenders along with Barkema. Gasing checked out of the ball game along with O'Donnell. And we've got a carry called against Dakota State. So infraction called against Dakota State. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Chad Barkema. Barkema gets it in. Bringing the basketball up is Critchley. Kobe Critchley. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Critchley. 5:25 remaining. Right side it goes to Brunsting. Brunsting, Barkema, Barkema, Critchley, Critchley with the basketball. Pass over the top, Brunsting. Brunsting, shot, no good. Rebound fought for, and Farquhar comes down with it. 5:10 remaining in regulation. Coming back the other way with it quickly is Keon Johnson. Keon Johnson to Farquhar. Farquhar lowers his shoulder, and Van Langen tries to take the charge. but instead a blocking foul called on Barkema. I believe that's foul number 7 on the defenders. A 1-1 coming here for Bobby Farqua. 79-63, Dort College by 16. So free throws on the way for Farqua. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Farqua makes the first of the 1-1. Earns the second. It's 4-5 from the free throw line. Dort College is led by as many as 21. Lead has shrunk to as few as 11 in the second half. And right now it stands at 79-65 after two made free throws by Farqua. Under 5 minutes to go. Barkema trapped. Gets it away. Henriksen. Henriksen at the center jump circle. Henriksen comes back over to Critchley. Critchley with the basketball. Critchley goes high post. Van Langen. Van Langen had Henriksen open underneath. Couldn't find him, though. Comes back over to Alec. Alec with the basketball on the wing. Finds Van Langen. 5 to shoot. Reverses Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Critchley. Critchley 3, top of the key. Bang! 3-point basket for Kobe Critchley. He's got 8. And the Dort College defenders, that possession ended up as good as you could hope for the defenders. Ran the shot clock down, and Critchley hits a buzzer beater. Coming back the other way, Henriksen. Henriksen right side, Critchley. Critchley, Henriksen. Henriksen ball fake, drives the lane, scoops it up with the left hand, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Chad Barkema. Barkema with another 2. He's gotten some garbage points here in the second half. No creative moves or anything like that, but simply playing hard and going to the basket for rebounds. Barkema with the basketball. After the steal, here comes the defenders. An opportunity to put the nail in the coffin. With the basketball, Henriksen back over to Brunsting. 3:48 remaining. Pass comes back over to Barkema. Barkema feeds it to Van Langen. Van Langen reverses Critchley. Another one up, and that one's in and out, no good. Tapped by Van Langen, but tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 3:37 remaining. Dort College putting themselves in a pretty good spot here, up by 19. With 3:37 left to go in the contest. Jansma is in, Brunsting is out. And we've got Zach Bussard checking in. Checking out will be Josh Van Langen. So Buss will get a return through the rotation this time. The sophomore from Papillion, Nebraska, making his first appearance here. Elder will bring it up. 3:30 remaining. Dort College by 19. Defenders in the double bonus. Elder stops, puts up the 12-footer, no good. Rebound cleared by Henriksen. Henriksen brings it up the floor. Alec back over to Critchley. Critchley right wing. Beyond the three-point line, comes back over to Jansma. Jansma on the left wing. Jansma to Critchley. Critchley, Henriksen. Henriksen, Barkema. Barkema with it. Barkema comes back over to Jansma. Jansma splits the defense. Floater from 10, good. Jesse Jansma, 16 points, 86-65. Dort College matches their biggest lead, and that probably does it. 2:50 remaining in regulation. The defenders by 21. Good defensive performance by the defenders today. Still going to end up with close to 90 points when this one's all said and done the way it looks. And a foul on the play called on Barkema. Chad Barkema whistled for the personal. And for Chad, that's number 2. Buss checks out. Van Langen checks in. 86-65. Arrington will shoot a 1-1. It's team foul number 8 on the defenders. Folkers checks out of the contest. Also checking out is Keon Johnson. Free throws on the way for Arrington. And he missed that one, so he doesn't earn the second. Dort College leads 86-65. Critchley into the front court. Critchley working against Elder. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Splits the defense. His floater from 5, no good. Rebound tipped out. Van Langen tips it out to Critchley. He chases it into the backcourt. 2:20 remaining. Comes back over to Barkema. Barkema to Critchley. Critchley. Hesitation. gives it up underneath Van Langen. Van Langen reverse, no good. Tip slam by Barkema. Kicks off the heel, no good. Trying to go for the putback. And Dakota State has the basketball. Shot partially blocked by Barkema on the perimeter jumper. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Van Langen had it. Gives it right over to Henriksen. Dort College 86, Dakota State 65. Critchley hands it off Henriksen. 140 remaining. Dakota State not going to play the foul game the way it looks. They're going to let this one play out. Henriksen, left-handed layup, left it short. Rebound cleared by Boomsma. Boomsma, wild shot. And now foul called on the rebound. And that's going to go against Josh McGreal. McGreal whistled for his fourth personal. Free throws on the way for Barkema. This will be a two-shot situation for Barkema. Barkema, this will be his seventh and eighth free throw shot today. First free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Falls is up and down. Barkema, significant minutes last year as a freshman until an ankle injury ended his season prematurely. First free throw was good. Another one on the way for Chad. This one's up and good as well. 88-65. Dort College leading by 23. So checking into the ball game, Josh Casimir, Zach Bussard, Dustin Mara. Also checking in for the defenders is Mike Martinez and Kendrick Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix added to the roster at the semester break, the freshman from Rock Valley. 1:17 remaining. Pass right side, McGreal. McGreal buries a three. Josh McGreal with a three-point bucket, 88-68, Dort College in front. Barkema, the bigger story there, made both of his three throws. He's now 6-for-8 this season. Shot no good by Van Kickerix. Rebound weak side, taken down by Bussard. And now it's saved in by Dakota State off of Bussard. It will be, but then it touched a Dakota State player. It'll be Dort College inbounding. Van Kickerix will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Van Kickerix tries to pass it in to Casimir. Casimir unable to handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. 58.2 seconds remaining. Driving in with left hand is Boomsma. Boomsma dumps it off. And 2-point basket for Dakota State. That's Arrington with his 10th point of the second half. Dort College leading 88-70. Mara with it, 35 seconds remaining. Martinez with it. Pick and roll, they give it up Martinez. Martinez to Mara, Mara to Casimir. 90-70. Dort College in front. Driving in with the right hand as Boomsma got around Bussard. This is 90-72. Dort College leading by 18. 17 seconds remaining. Martinez will walk it across the timeline. And that'll do it. Dort College is going to come away with an 18-point victory here today at the Corn Palace. Dort College will improve to 9-8 this season. Dakota State will fall to 7-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. The Wireless World post-game wrap in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College Defenders victorious over Dakota State this afternoon, 90-72. Dort College led 41-26 at halftime, stretched the lead to as many as 21. In the second half of play, Dakota State was able to make a run, got back to within 11. Dort College had an answer, kept attacking, and that was good to see. And Dort College comes away with an 18-point win, 90-72. The Dort College defenders outscored Dakota State 49-46 in the second half. Here are your numbers. Dort College, 31 of 70 from the floor, 44%. 12 of 30 from the three-point arc, 40%. 16 of 24 from the free throw line, 67%. 48%. For Dakota State, 26 of 60 from the floor, 43%. 5 of 17 from the three-point arc, 29%. 15 of 18 from the free throw line, 83%. Dort College had a 38-30 rebounding edge, allowing just 5 offensive rebounds. Turnovers, Dakota State committed 13. Dort College had 10. The defenders were led tonight by, or I should say today, by Jesse Jansma, 16 points. 12 points for Chad Barkema, 11 for Andrew O'Donnell, 10 for Alec Henriksen, 8 for Kobe Critchley, 6 for Chandler Brunsting, 4 for Marcus Winterfeld, 7 by Ben Gasing, Josh Van Langen, 9 points off of the bench, Kyle Lang had 5, Josh Casimir had 2. Winterfeld dealt with foul trouble most of the day. He ends up with 4 points, but in a relief effort, Josh Van Langen, in 22 minutes of play, comes away with 9 points and 8 rebounds. For Dakota State, they were led by Kevin Daniels, 17 points, 13 for Brendan Boomsma, 10 each for Mo Arrington and Bobby Farqua. Actually, Farqua had 11. Justin Folkers ends with 8, Keon Johnson with 4, 5 for Josh McGreal, and 4 for Falcon Elbers. Dort College's rebounding effort led by Josh Van Langen with 8. Andrew O'Donnell had 6, Chad Barkema had 6. 5 for Chandler Brunsting, 4 for Marcus Winterfeld, 3 for Jesse Jansma, 2 for Alec Henriksen. Assists, Chandler Brunsting credited with 5, Van Langen had 4, Kyle Lang credited with 3 assists. 2 steals for Josh Van Langen, and Marcus Winterfeld had Dort College's only blocked shot. Dakota State was topped by Keon Johnson with 7 rebounds. Bobby Farqua also had 7 rebounds. Kevin Daniels had 4 assists. Keon Johnson had 3 assists. Dort College improves to 9-8. Dakota State falls to 7-8. We'll take one more break. See if Coach Ross Dahma is able to make his way out of the locker room. He may have gotten tied up in the back as well. So we'll give him one more chance. And if he's unable to make it out in time for post-game comments, we'll close it down for the afternoon. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College Defenders victorious this afternoon over Dakota State, 90-72. Coach Ross Dahma has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, I scribbled down a few notes throughout the course of the contest. First of all, this one had the feel almost of a season opener again after having 2 weeks off. Took a little while for your team to get their legs under them, but once they made the adjustment to full speed, it seemed like some pretty good things happened, and part of that was that second unit of 5 players coming off of the bench getting some tempo going, so good to see that involvement.
Yeah, absolutely right, Mike. You know, we came out, and I thought we played and competed well in the defensive end, but we weren't making any shots, and I thought our defensive intensity kept us in there and let us hang around for a little bit until we got our legs under us, like you mentioned. And that second group, when they came in, they really turned up the pressure and got a lot of deflections, and we were able to get some things in transition and really get the tempo where we needed it to be. And, you know, we've talked over Christmas break as a coaching staff, do we continue to platoon, how many guys do we play, and, you know, we just feel like we've got a really balanced team and that these guys are young and they are hungry and ambitious and they want to keep on getting better, and so we're going to continue to rotate a lot of guys in. I'm not saying we'll continue to platoon like this as we hit GPAC play, but certainly this weekend when you're playing back-to-back games, you try to limit some minutes if you can. But that second group certainly gave us a bump.
Defensive effort by your team, and obviously when you look out on the floor, man-to-man, there are some matchup issues when you face Dakota State. For the most part, though, it seemed like your team defensively able to get some help defense, contested shots, overall pretty good defensive effort against a team that's, when the tempo is to their favor, pretty good offensive team.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the matchups are obviously concerned coming in because they have some individual talent that, all things equal, they're going to beat our kids to the basket with the basketball. But our hope is that we can get the tempo up, that we can rotate guys in, and we can wear them down a little bit over the course of the game. And I think that today that is what took place. The tempo was key, like you mentioned. If we end up playing a half-court game against these guys, they're going to beat us into submission and really wear us down. And you saw here in the second half where that was taking place, much like our Doan game before Christmas, where they just started getting to the foul line, the game became a little bit a little bit slower, and that's not obviously what we want. I'm not sharing any secrets at this point. I mean, we are who we are, and a bunch of little guys that are trying to hard and compete. And so when a game gets slowed down, we're pretty vulnerable. But as long as we can play hard without fouling and keep the pace up, we've got a chance to, you know, to be successful at times.
Dakota State, a good team. You know they're going to make a run back at you. You got up by 21. They cut it to 11. And then your team was able to get back-to-back possessions where you not only got points, but you got the ball where you wanted it to go, and it seemed like that was a key.
Really liked the poise and composure that we had. We talked at halftime about growing up a little bit. We've been in these positions before where we've had double-digit leads at halftime, and things have kind of whittled away, and we haven't finished games out. And I really believe that at some point this team, when they learn to do that and play confidently and with poise, they're going to be really pretty good. And we got up 21, didn't really want to see them whittle it down, but when they did, I really liked how we responded. And had some big baskets from a couple different guys. Andrew got, I think he hit a three-pointer, but what I really remember most is him getting that key offensive board and putting that thing in late. And then Kobe Critchley shot from the top of the key just the shot clock was winding down. He showed some real poise there, played like a guy that's been on the college court for quite some time.
The other one that I remember, not to belabor it, Kyle Lang attacking when he could have pulled it out. He attacked, got a dump off, I believe, to Chandler Brunsting for a layup. And that was added to the lead. Got you up by 17 or 18. And it is so easy to get complacent and think you're going to ride it out. This team is not in a position where they're going to ride things out.
We can't, because if we start trying to ride things out due to our small stature, we're going to get beat down. And just getting open is difficult sometimes for our guys. And guarding the half court can be difficult against bigger teams like Dakota State. So you're exactly right. We are who we are, and we have to continue to play until the final buzzer, full throttle. Yeah, I really liked how we got some good performances out of some guys, Mike, that I thought were tired before Christmas break, and understandably so. I think going into Christmas break, we had practiced 44 times and played 16 games for a high school team that puts you right about February 1. And so we had some freshmen who were hitting walls, and I really liked how our freshmen came out today and really showed some maturity. I liked how Josh Van Lingen came out and fought today. I thought he rebounded well, played with some aggression, played with some poise. And we were down a guy in DJ Feigstra, who we had a drop off in Sioux Falls, struggling with some migraines here. And so that was on the trip out here. We lost him. Otherwise, we would have seen him on the floor as well. But he'll get healthy. He'll get back at it again, and those young guys will continue to get better.
Coach, I'm going to let you go simply because we want to get on the road. It's going to be a lot better driving home in the light than in the dark, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for coming up, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot for coming down yourself, Mike. We appreciate it.
That's Coach Ross Dama, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Once again, your final, Dort College 90, Dakota State 72. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.